Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm just going to give you a heads up because we do like to look at the full picture, not just the corner of the picture that we like where it's all a valley full of daisies and roses. We're going to bad news box the crap out of this segment, and then we're going to move on with our life. And I think I will officially be done with my Nebraska grieving fandom process of the Michigan game because I'm just ready to be. So let's bad news box the crap out of this segment. Then we'll move on. Before we do that, as a former Husker and NFL player, I'm a little bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery start at home. That's why I teamed up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects my water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, I added a Culligan Reverse Osmosis bottle-quality water right at my tap. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAs. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. That's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love. Go Big Red. So I have some good news at the end of this segment. Do have good news. All right, start with the bad news. We no longer have the number one rated, graded special teams in the country. Minnesota does. I don't know what to follow that up with. But I'll save the good news for the end of. Oh, that's right. You know what? We have a decommitment from the class, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I warned you. We're bad news balking the crap out of this segment. So if you want to come back in 15 minutes, you can, or you can stay with us. And it helps the grieving process, ladies and gentlemen. You have to cry the tears before you can feel better.
That's right.
And the next segment, we'll start to feel better. Go ahead, Jake.
Acknowledge the
yes,
pain.
I like yes. It. Yeah. Go ahead, Jake.
Devion Bonwell-Witt has decommitted from Nebraska. If you remember, this was the sort of class of 2026. A wide receiver from South Dakota, one of the top-rated players there. Of course, it's not over at this point with the class of 2026, but not preferred. So looks like I was trying to look at his timeline. He committed on October 7th of last year. So he's been committed for quite some time. But I don't know. Maybe it was the Michigan game.
Well, like you said, guys commit, decommit all the time, first of all, as we know. So I'm sure they've got somebody else they're talking to, or maybe they can get him back on board because guys recommit too. So we'll see what happens. That's just the latest on his recruitment process. So we decided to go back and look the past couple of years. All right. Because I had forgotten about that Michigan State game 2 years ago. So if you recall, Nebraska, Matt Rhule's tenure, okay, we started off, let me see here, 5-3 in the first 8 games. In the last 4 games, we just needed one win. We go to play Michigan State in East Lansing, and we were on a 3-game win streak. Did you tell me they lost 6 in a row?
Michigan State had lost 6 in a row. The Mel Tucker fiasco was being worked through. They already fired him.
And we unfortunately end up losing 20-17. A game that I remember watching that now that you pointed it out to me. I remember genuinely being surprised. Like Michigan State had lost 6 in a row. We had lost 3 in a row. Harburg was doing his thing at the quarterback. He was out running people over. It didn't go that well that day in East Lansing. You had an interesting stat about that game when it came to penalties, too.
Yeah, well, if you remember, Nebraska had a certain Achilles heel that year, but it wasn't penalties. That game, they had 0 penalties for 0 yards, and Michigan State had 7 for 70. Mm. Man, talk about winning that battle. Sounds like you should win that game. However, as I was saying, the Achilles heel for Nebraska that year, turnovers. Yep. Nebraska had 3 turnovers, 1 fumble loss and 2 interceptions, and Michigan State had 0.
Yep. And then I remember this one in Lincoln, the field goal late, Maryland over Nebraska.
Yep.
All right. And then in overtime, Nebraska loses at Wisconsin. And then how many times has the score been 13-10 when we played Iowa? Like every too often. The bad guys won that one. So we, as we know, we didn't go to a bowl game. This past year, okay, we were 5-1 at the bye week, the first bye week. Then we all know what happened to Cincinnati, or Indiana. That didn't go the way we wanted or even close. Ohio State, again, I remember getting eaten alive, because I dared to say Nebraska could go to Columbus after losing 56-7 to Indiana and saying, these aren't names and faces on a video game. They don't play at 100% every week. They're human beings who are up and down. I said they can go to Ohio State and earn respect. And with 7 minutes left in the game, we had the lead. Unfortunately, did not get the win. There was just 1, 2, or 3,000 questionable calls in that game, if you remember. Ohio State gets the win, and then UCLA comes in, they win. Then USC, we had a chance to win, but we do mollywop, curb stomp, and whoop Wisconsin's rear end sideways. Then there's another 13-10 Iowa game. But again, the second half of the season, I just talked about Maryland starting red hot or having a chance to do things in the second half of the season built on momentum they had in the first half. That's something Nebraska needs to get going on this year. You know, the next four games, we got a chance to build some momentum, and then hopefully in November, like, capitalize on a couple of things. Get a win versus Iowa at home. Is it fair to expect a curb stomp, whatever's left of UCLA at this point?
I would hope so.
And then just see what happens versus USC and Penn State. You know what I mean? I don't know. So that's kind of the bad news. We did that the bad news box segment. Didn't you have a like music you wanted to play or something?
Yeah, I got a little sad.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Bad news. Bad, 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 bad news.
We might have to make that a thing. I like that.
Oh, bad news, Barrett. Awesome.
Dude, sometimes you just got to get it out. You just got to get it out. Is there anything else we need to get out? Because I do have some positivity here before we end this segment, and then we are officially, I'm ready to move on from the Michigan game. Okay. But do we have anything else we need to get out of our system before we?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Become a little bit less bad news bockish.
I'll just read one more text here. Because we have to be cursed. How does Indiana and Miami make it to the top 10 rankings? We can't get close to a 9-win season.
You remember where Penn State was at one point? SMU, the death penalty in the 80s? I don't know if this is making me feel better, just dragging me back down. Because there's other things popping into my head. I'm done with that. I'm done with the bad news box segment. I like what you came up with, though. I know it's not music, but I just like how you put that together. All right. We can do a brief comparison this year to last year stats-wise. Is that something that interests you, or are you one of those guys that's like, oh, it's Akron, Houston Christian, it jacks up all the stats in our favor, but we also, you know, four games into last year, we had a couple of games in there similar. Does that stuff matter to you at all?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because that's the point of those games. I mean, that's what was exciting about those games, is that they did put it on statistically, where Nebraska hasn't been able to do that as much over the years.
Why don't we do that next segment? Here's my thing. Here's my last bad news, Bach thing. I've got some bad news for you. I said that like I'm going to enjoy this. I'm really not. That's just me trying to have a little fun with things that aren't necessarily the most fun before we get to some positivity here. But over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be favored in all four games. Okay. We can go 4-0. We can go 3-1. But with the question marks that we have being in rather key areas of trying to win Big Ten football games, the trenches. What happens if we go 2-2? What if we lose to Michigan State, man, and go halfway across the country and Maryland doesn't go well, or Minnesota on a short week on a Friday night up there, a team that's beaten us, what, 6 out of 7 times, 5 in a row? This is just depressing. This is not making me feel better. We have to talk about all the possibilities, whether we want to or not. Like, what if we walk out of October 2-2? I mean, it's not a rhetorical question. What are your thoughts?
Well, if we go through all these stats, and you were kind of hitting on it earlier about November, that's almost as bad as the top 25 straight loss. You know, all the close losses. November record has been something that has ailed this program for quite some time as well. So obviously it gets a little bit more difficult. Iowa's had their way with Nebraska. That's part of it. It's just intriguing. Altogether, October. I mean, if they don't have the best October, like you said, split it 2-2. You know, you're at 5 wins. I think you're somewhat shifting your goals to make a bowl game again, and that's not where obviously Nebraska wants to be. Now, you would think that you would still have UCLA ahead of you, so you might presume the bowl and then hope to get an upset bid. So I don't know if it would be that bad, but at that point, you'd have gone through the 2-2 and the frustration that makes it. So you'd wonder where the team would be. It's just intriguing. I mean, I don't know. I'm not at the point. Sometimes I'll get to a point where when teams are being overlooked and I'll say it's going to be a dogfight for Nebraska to get through that. I don't know if I'd quite label this a dogfight, because I think Nebraska's still, in my mind, again, should have the edge, favored in these games. I just don't want this year's version of Nebraska to prove to me that it's like the last couple of years. All it's going to take is one game, and then we're going to be right back into the hole of this is the same Nebraska.
So that was something Matt Rhule said at his press conference, and I do have his press conference notes. Actually, from Saturday, we never went through them on Saturday, but from yesterday as well. We can do that now or two. But one thing he said is he did not get the feeling of, oh, here we go again. And I didn't either. Nebraska played inspired on Saturday. How many times in the past have you watched a Nebraska team at a certain point look like they gave up? Like, they played inspired. What I can say is they played inspired. They just weren't better than Michigan. Michigan was better, and that's not the first time that's happened to someone who's played Michigan. That is not our goal. That does not make it okay. But he flat out said, I did not feel like it was here we go again situation. I think there is definitely a reason why he likes this team, why he likes the mental mindset of this team. They fought 10-0, boom, 10-10. 17-10, hey. Their interim coach cost them a touchdown. Well, you didn't bring your head coach, and you chose not to, so thank you, Hail Mary, touchdown. We're going to tie it. Then you get a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Dylan Raiola right down the field for a touchdown. Now, you don't want to be in a position where you need an onside kick to have a chance to win a game. But for those who say we were just dominated, we were dominated in the trenches, but we were not dominated as a team. That's not what we want. That's not our goal. And here's some of the positivity coming out now. I honestly thought that segment would help make me feel a little bit better, get some of that negative juju out. It did not. I'm ready to be done with it. Like, I am ready to look ahead to Michigan State now, and I want to thank you for it.
Welcome.
I came in ready to talk about Michigan for the whole 2 hours, and you threw a bomb at me right away, and I want to thank you for it. Bad news, Baca. I appreciate it. But here's some of the good news. Yes, we're probably going to be favored in all four games. In fact, if you look at it, we are given a 77% chance to beat Michigan State, which I got to be honest, I'm surprised it's that high.
A little high, yeah.
But we'll take it. All right. It's actually lower versus Maryland, by the way. 64% chance to beat Maryland. 53% chance to beat Minnesota. I'm not surprised that's about 50-50. And then Northwestern, it's like almost 80%. That doesn't mean we're going to go 4-0. But even if we go 3-1, we are bowl eligible before November. Now, when is the last time that happened? Was there a guy named Pelini roaming our sidelines?
I would think that would still be Riley, but...
Was that 2016?
2016, yeah.
Okay, we can look it up. I'm not that interested in it. My point is, there is some good news here. Now that we got through that bad news box segment, I felt like I had one other thing. I probably do. I'll think about it during the break with my two brain cells. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.